China's increasingly authoritarian stance towards the people of Hong Kong appears to be stoking new tensions within the Chinese diaspora here in Australia. PM understands details of two social media groups followed by thousands of Chinese Australians have been delivered to Hong Kong's pro-Beijing police department. It was an anonymous informant calling for members of the groups to be punished for breaking the city's new national security law imposed by Beijing. Nick Grimm reports.
Taking China to task is always a difficult line for any Australian government to tread, and in the wake of this country's offer to cancel extradition arrangements and extend visas for Hong Kong Chinese seeking safe haven, China fired back with a warning in the Communist Party-owned China Daily that Australia isn't indispensable to its top trading partner. The Prime Minister asked today about what might come next.
How concerned are you that we will see further retaliations in relation to trade from China in consequence of the announcement in relation to Hong Kong?
No, Australia will just continue to stand up for our interests and we will continue to pursue our policies consistent with those interests.
But it's not just a trade war that could damage Australia's interests. The issue of Hong Kong has already caused tensions to spill over in this country, as tempers flared last year between opposing factions of this country's Chinese community, where some remain loyal to mainland China's government, while others back the pro-democracy protest movement.
Free Hong Kong!
At this gathering at the University of Queensland, one man carried a loudspeaker blaring the Chinese anthem, while others clashed with pro-Hong Kong demonstrators. Now other Chinese Australians fear they're being targeted online, with concerns raised that two social media groups have had their details posted on the website of Hong Kong police, each tip-off accompanied by this anonymous message.
I am reporting crime. Watch out for this group, please. A lot of people on there are spreading hate speech and are in fact continuing to ignore the new national security law and should be punished for breaking the law.
PM understands one of the social media groups is followed by 10,000 people, while the other has 14,000 followers. Dr. Ben Lin is a spokesman for the Australian Hong Kong Professionals Alliance.
Both these two groups were reported to the Hong Kong police. Because in these two groups, we have our names and also some personal details there. So somebody will collect our information and send to Hong Kong police or send to Beijing government. So we worry about our personal safety.
Does it surprise you that something like this is happening?
Yeah. So there are many Chinese that from mainland China. So, but they divide into two different groups. Part of this mainland Chinese, they believe what the Chinese Communist Party tell them, and they still support the Beijing authorities. But another part of this mainland Chinese, they know what really happened in China. So they don't trust the Communist Party of China. So there are two different groups among the mainland Chinese.
And what are relations like between those groups at the moment? Is there a lot of tension?
Yes, there's a lot of tension here in Australia. And we often receive harassment from some Chinese. That's why we worry about our safety in Australia.
Dr. Ben Lin is the spokesman for the Australian Hong Kong Professionals Alliance. Nick Grimm, our reporter.